welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Elevated Visibility Podcast. I am your host, Nina Gibson. I'm so excited to be back here with you. Today, we have my good friend Jenny Zook on the podcast, and I am so excited to introduce her and talk all things fashion, confidence, all of the amazing things that Jenny has to share with you today. So welcome, Jenny.
Hi, Nina. So excited to be here and have this chat with you. It's going to be so fun.
Yes, me too. So Jenny is a teacher turned mom of twins who found herself a bit lost after becoming a mom. And she went on this journey to rediscover herself, like I feel like a lot of us do, and bring confidence back to her life using wellness, fashion, and mindset as a vehicle to get there. And she's the founder of the Confidence Collective, where she teaches her signature method, Shad the Chic, as a way to approach three pillars that impact our confidence: how we look, feel, and think. And I am obsessed with this. I love this. I'm so excited about our conversation. So Jenny, tell us a little bit about you, how you got started, your journey, the whole thing.
Yeah. So my journey to get to where I am today really started when I became a mom. And all you moms out there know what happens when we become parents, right? And I think having twins added to it just a little bit, but it rocked our world, right? And the first year, I like to call it my black hole year, because I just remember so little about that year and how tough it was. And when we kind of resurfaced and, you know, we're barely treading water, it felt like, you know, I would look in the mirror and I just didn't recognize myself, not just my body, but the way I felt and who I was. And it was just really difficult. And I thought, surely it doesn't have to stay this way. And so how do we get back to feeling good? So we paid a lot of attention to our wellness and just trying to put the right things in our body to have some kind of energy, where instead of going from surviving every hour, we could actually like get through a day. And then once we kind of, you know, I started to kind of have the energy again, I wanted to look in the mirror and feel like myself, only everything looked different. And this body that I have now is not the body that I had before. And, you know, so I started using the skills that I gained, you know, through personal shopping. And I've always had a passion for fashion. And it was just a matter of figuring out, okay, so things have moved around a little bit. So how do I find clothes that, you know, are made for this body instead of the body that I had before? And that took a little bit of time. So I would say that was a year or two kind of journey. And then COVID happened. And I really starting to, you know, get this kind of, you know, this voice saying you should go back, you know, doing some of that stuff that really lights you up. And that was helping other women use clothes as one of the levers they can to find that confidence. But the world looked so different all of a sudden. And I had to do a lot of learning to try to figure out how could I take what I was doing before and layer the teaching background that I have and layer it, you know, with using some kind of virtual platform to kind of recreate what I was doing before and make it possible to be able to still help women, because it had just made such a massive impact in my life. And I just think that when women really can live their most confident lives, we can conquer the world. And it's just a matter of finding the skills and being able to put them into play in your own life. And so that's really what I'm after.
I love that. I really, really love, and I know we said it at the beginning, but I love how you use it as a lever, right? It's not about the clothes, et cetera. Because I feel like, and there's a place for this in the world, you know, fashion influencers, right? There's 150% a place. And like, you know, where you can find the steal versus the splurge or like Amazon or whatever it is. But the idea of it being a lever, I love that so, so much. And I think that it's just so, like you said, empowering. When we have confidence, And we spread that confidence to other women or people in our communities, our families, everything. It makes such a huge difference. So I really, when you talk about it like that, it really, I get excited. I'm like, ooh, a lever. I'm like, this is such a great way of describing it. So when you're, let's say I was somebody new that you were working with, what's your method? What's your methodology when you're working with somebody new who's like, hey, you know, somebody like myself who's turning 40, you know, soon.
Yeah.
And who's, you know, my body definitely doesn't look like it did before kids. And I'm finally at that point in my life where I'm nourishing my body, I'm moving my body, and I won't lie and say I'm totally in love with it all of the time, but mm-hmm. I am grateful and content for what it does for me. And I think that that's, you know, the love piece is coming, but like, you know, I can't wear the things that I used to wear. Not all of them. Some of them I can, but you know, the midsection is a little bit thicker, you know, the mm-hmm. hips are a little bit. So what would you say is like somebody like me, when you start working with them to sort of start using that lever, what's your sort of first steps?
I'll go over the process a little bit, but I think like before I jump in and work with somebody and I say, you know, I start sort of helping them with their wardrobe, I want to like know, what do you want your clothes to do for you? Mm-hmm. What does your life look like? What kind of function does your wardrobe need to serve in your life? Because I think those are things that are really important. You know, I agree with you. I think fashion influencers have a place. And for me, I think the place for them, it's a place to like, maybe go get some inspiration. Maybe figure out what you're, mm-hmm. what are you attracted to? What type of style is that? And those are questions that I always ask, so I can get to know you a little bit better. And what are you drawn to? So I think that's a role they can serve. I do not think it's a place where you should go and try to buy things to put a Band-Aid on or hope that it's going to show up and it's going to fit your body. Mm. So number one is like, let's get to know one another. Like, I want to know those things about you before I can jump in and start to help. Because what I want to do is be able to find the right pieces for your body, for your lifestyle, so that you, when you walk into your closet, you don't feel overwhelmed, you feel excited, right? Yeah. So that's number one. And then we're going to do some work in your closet to start, because a lot of women don't, number one, it's not a peaceful place. And I want to help it be more streamlined and functional so that you can actually find the things that you're looking for. And you're not, you know, tearing through things and trying on a million things to just get an outfit on for your day. So we usually start there. And there's usually things in there that like probably are really great pieces. You just don't know how to use them. And mm-hmm. so let's find those before we start to try to like add in. Let's utilize what you already have. And then we build on that. And we can build on them in lots of different ways. And that can be through a capsule wardrobe, which I am a big fan of, because that's like a, you know, I don't want to say it's a one and done, but it's a really easy place to get started. If you're just not really sure, you want to like go whole hog and hire a personal stylist that's going to do things that are very specific to you, to start to sort of beef up your skill set. Because really, personal style is just a skill. It's just something that you learn. And once you really get some of those skills in your toolbox, like, you'll be able to do some of these things on your own eventually, which is the goal. I really look at it from a teaching standpoint. So, you know, if you want the capsule, great. You edited your closet. Here's the capsule. Here's, you know, call it 75 outfits for the whole season. I do them seasonally to really give you a guidebook on building outfits, where to find the pieces. I give you a link database, and that can be your vehicle. Or if you need a little bit more guidance, then we can work together one-on-one in a couple of different ways where we really dive in and get to know each other really well. And I build things that are specific to you for, you know, for the season, for an event, for a photo shoot, you know, call it whatever you need. I can really just build it out specific to you if the capsule feels a little too generic. Although I do try really hard to make it very approachable for your budget, for your body type. I try to give you the tools that the capsule can really fill the gap for a lot of women who want to be able to just sort of like take the reins once we figure out, you know, what you have going on in your closet, et cetera.
I love that. I love that so much. I am somebody who literally has like sweaters from like 1998 from Abercrombie and Fitch hanging. Mm-mm. Like they're in Mm-mm. my closet right now. And I'm
what?
Like,
1998, Nina, come on.
And I'm like, I'm like, why do I have this? And I actually thought of you because I'm at a stage right now where there are things that I need to get rid of that I'm never going to fit into again. And it's not even a weight thing or a thinness thing. It's just a, my body isn't like that anymore thing. And it's just, yeah. And I think that that is something I definitely need to do because, and I hang on to stuff. And I think, what would you just say? So I'm totally going like off my questions here. What would you just say to somebody like me who has a certain, like, is very attracted to a certain style and vibe, but maybe that isn't exactly what looks best on my body?
Oh, okay. So two things I want to say. Number one, whatever you're holding on to in your closet, it's an emotional process. So give yourself some grace. I'm a purger. So purging is very, it comes easily to me. In fact, I probably do it. I do it a lot, but those clothes are sending messages to you. So give yourself some grace and maybe you don't have to do it all at once, but yes, your body is different. Your body isn't like that anymore. And that is okay. That's number one. Like, it is okay that your body doesn't fit into the clothes you fit into in 1998. Like, hello, so many things have happened to your body since then. And your body has done some really incredible things since then. So yes, like, thank your body, thank those clothes, but they are no longer serving you and they need to go. Number two, we can fit your vibe to your body. Okay. Whatever you're attracted to, whatever you're drawn to with your style, you should follow that. Mm. And there are pieces out there that are in that genre that are designed for your body. Okay. So you can have like whatever you're drawn to, like that is what you need to follow. Maybe it isn't in my capsule wardrobe, right? And that is okay too. So don't put this idea of, hey, these are the things that I'm really drawn to, but I can't have them because my body looks like this. Like that is false. That is a story that does not belong in your head because it's just not true. You can find clothes that fit your body no matter what style you're drawn to or whatever, you know, the vibe is or the look. We can achieve that look with pieces that are made for your shape.
Okay. So I want to just backtrack to what you said in the beginning, that those pieces of clothing are sending you a message. It's so funny because I'm a total purger, a constant perpetual purger. But when it comes to my closet, I really, really struggle. And I also have this pair of black moto jeans from when I lived in London that I cannot, like, I'm like, maybe someday, you know, what are you thinking? Of course, you're not going to fit to those again. But like, there's this, it's definitely, now that you said it like that, I'm like, maybe it's just like the nostalgia of when I was like, you know, younger, carefree, living in this amazing city, and we're hanging on to sort of things. So that's, I hadn't really thought about it like that before, that the clothes are kind of like a message and you kind of need to work through that. That's a really interesting approach. And yes, I think you're totally right. There are definitely things like I really like boho. Free People is probably one of my favorite stores, even though 90% of their things are like, you know, I don't know if they look good on anybody, you know, like any body type, but I definitely have like, I'm very casual, very like beachy, whatever. And I don't even know as I get older how to make that look like I'm not trying to dress like a 20-year-old, you know. That's something else that I think is interesting is like, as we mature, I'm definitely one of those women who's like, I don't need to like change my style per se. Like, I'm definitely going to be the mom that's still wearing the bikini, but also like there's that line between, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Like
there's a line between what's trendy and what's appropriate for the season of life that you're in.
Exactly.
And I think that there are ways, which is, you know, that like on the flip side of the fashion influencer thing, right? On the flip side of that coin, you might be drawn to their style, but maybe it's 20 years younger than where you're at. That doesn't mean that you can't use that as an entry point to say, I'm really attracted to that. How do I find the right pieces that I'm still going to feel comfortable in, that that feel like I belong in them, even though the influence came from somebody 20 years younger. So I think that there are ways, lots of ways that you can do that using, you know, somebody who's not your age as a way of saying like, but I really like her style. How do I do that? That I'm, you know, I'm going to still feel like me and comfortable in, because that's the other thing, right? Like, you want to put clothes on that you feel good in, right? That you're not like you don't feel like an imposter. We don't want that. Mm-hmm. We don't want you to feel like an imposter. And there's so much happening in the mindset with all of this stuff, right? What messages the clothes are sending to you, how they make you feel, what's appropriate for my age. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that age is just a number, but I do think, you know, putting on something that a 20-year-old is wearing isn't going to light you up from the inside like it should.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. It is just a number, but there's also, yeah, it's you're trying to fulfill something else with that, right? There's, like you said, there's mindset stuff going on. Yeah. So something else that I was really curious about. So a lot of my audience, entrepreneurs, right, people who work from home, what advice do you have? Or do you have like a stance? You know, there's some people out there that are like, if you're working from home, you should still get dressed every morning. You should still put yourself together because of the confidence piece. And it just puts you in a better like mindset and place to be able to be productive, et cetera. What's your take on that? I've been dying to ask you this question. Like, do you think that getting up and like having a work at home wardrobe is sort of helps with productivity and that confidence when it comes to our businesses? Or are you sort of like sweats and tees all the way?
I'm 100% in the camp of getting yourself up and pulling it together for the day. That being said, I will echo what you're saying. It does something for me. I feel better about myself. I feel better when I look in the mirror and I'm like, that's a cute outfit. It does 100% do something for how I show up for myself, for my clients, for the content that I'm creating and I'm writing. 100%. That being said, you got to do it for what does your day look like? Sometimes my day is a mixture of like doing all the mom things and doing the business things. Sometimes it's all business. Sometimes it's all mom. So I think you need to, I don't think it has to be super strict, like let it be flexible and how you need to show up for your day. And sometimes that does require outfit changes. In fact, I was just, I just posted in my stories, right? Like I got up this morning and got the boys, you know, I get up very early in the morning and do my workouts usually, and then I shower and get ready for the day because it's literally the only time I can get it done. But I still had to like take the, you know, get the boys ready for camp and clean the house. And so I had a different outfit on. And then I was like, well, now I'm shifting into business mode. I'm going to put on something that makes me feel more like a boss, right? Like I don't want to wear my sweats when I'm doing things, especially because of what I do, right? Like I talk about clothes a lot. So I better be like putting real clothes on. But I'm just more productive and I feel frumpy in my pajamas. Like I'm not one of those people that invests in really nice pajamas. So I don't feel good in my pajamas. Like I feel like a frump and I'm not going to bring the energy I need to bring to my business and my clients when I feel frumpy. Like I just am not. And I know there are people out there who are like, I can be just as productive in my pajamas. Good for you. I'm not one of them. And I think that most women benefit from being able to look in the mirror and feel proud.
I totally agree with that. I definitely, for me, I'm one of those people who's still in the process of finding a morning routine that works for me. And like, I tend to, at least lately right now in the summertime, I'm staying up too late, like reading or watching Golden Girls and not getting up and doing my morning thing. Cause I'm also one of those people, I like to get my workout in. My kids are quasi early risers, but I can usually like, you know, this is your time to watch a show, eat some dry cereal. Mommy needs to do what she needs to do. But on the days that I don't get dressed, because I definitely spend more time. And if you saw my pajama drawer, Jenny, I mean, it's like, it's so bad. I should probably buy some new pajamas at some point. But yeah, I'm definitely in like frump mode. But today, because I had all these podcast interviews, and even though we're not doing video this time because my kids are home, I got dressed. I did like cute ponytail. I put on just lip gloss and a little bit of mascara. And I'm like, damn, I'm like ready to take on the day. And there's a huge difference. So different. But, and I have to remind myself of that because I tend to sort of fall into that trap of, no, it doesn't matter. But it, for me, I'm definitely at 150% does. Like it changes my whole entire outlook and how I feel about myself. And again, it comes back to that confidence, right? Pushing that confidence lever. And I feel so much more like a badass.
Yes.
And so it's,
can I add one more thing to that, which is a lot of people have this idea that clothes and having style and fashion and investing, you know, dollars into that is very vain. And it's very about like your outward appearances, right? And how other people view you. And I think there is something to be said for that, especially if you're an entrepreneur, you mm-hmm. know, when you are facing clients, that's important. But what it is really about is what it does for you. That's what it's about. So what you're exactly what you were just saying, what it does for you is what you should focus on, how it makes you feel, how it makes you show up, how it changes you, like the impact that you can make because of what it does for you, not what it has nothing to do with other people. Mm-hmm. Whatever they want to interpret from your outfit, great. Like if you get positive response or like, you know, the outside validation is nice, like that's gravy. But like mm-hmm. the real goodness is what it's doing for you, and what the clothes, the message that it's sending to you is what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Totally. And I think that that's so important. And that's also like one of the beautiful things, at least for me, about like entering the second half of my life is I just give way fewer shits.
Oh, and, for sure.
And that is sure. a beautiful, beautiful thing, right? Especially when it comes to what makes us feel good. There's something so liberating and freeing about it. And I, you know, I was never a person that really cared that much. In fact, I was probably a little bit like I definitely didn't care. But then like you have kids and like you're part of a community and things start to get in your head or whatever, at least for me. But now it's just like, you know what? I am me and I'm going to just sort of lean into what makes me feel good. So I love that because that definitely is part of the confidence thing for me too.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because that's where the confidence really comes from. Not like what's everybody in the office going to think or everybody on the Zoom going to think of my top and my earrings today. Is when you can start really embracing what it does for you, the confidence just flows.
Completely. So I love this conversation. I wish we could just like keep on talking about it because I feel like so many different things would pop up. But as we sort of like wrap up, tell me, where are your favorite places to shop?
Oh, great question. You know what? Nobody has ever asked me that before, which
really?
Is really okay. funny. Yes. And I definitely have my go-to places where I build a capsule from, where I frequently shop. And I'll tell you why. It's because, and I will say like, even if these aren't your places, you need to find them. It is such mm-hmm. a powerful tool in feeling good in the clothes that you bring into the dressing room and end up bringing home with you. Because once you learn how the clothes are cut in certain stores or how certain brands fit and the quality and the, you know, whatever you're drawn to from a, like a style standpoint, mm-hmm. once you find your go-to places, shopping becomes so much easier. And the clothes that you put on your body are so much more transformative because you know what to expect. So I am a frequent, like, I'll kind of approach this from like a budget standpoint and then a body shape standpoint of where I like to go. When I'm shopping just for myself, I am a frequent, like, I always check out Target and Old Navy if I'm looking for something that's going to be more trendy or that I need to replace every season because they're mm-hmm. just budget friendly, but their quality is still pretty dang good for the price point. I still love Nordstrom for shoes, and that's about mm-hmm. it. I don't really shop anything else at Nordstrom these days because it's too overwhelming for me. And for, like, as a frequent shopper, that's saying something, like, it's just too many choices.
Yeah.
And so I like shoes at Nordstrom, and that's about it. I go to Loft quite a bit because mm-hmm. they're like right in the middle and they have phenomenal sales and their quality is so good. I love Loft. I love Athleta, and like the Banana Republic kind of Old Navy, Gap, Athleta family, a lot of their stuff is really similarly cut. So you can kind of anticipate what their clothes are going to be cut like. And I'm a frequent athleisure, like I love the clothes that bridge the gap between athleisure and professional, and Athleta does an incredible job of it. So mm-hmm. you can sneak in athleisure. I have like slacks that are athleisure and I have blazers that are athleisure from there that are just so comfortable, but you would never know it. You would never know they were athleisure. I also like Anthropology, like in small doses, and like Free People Anthropology. I will mm-hmm. incorporate some of that in there from time to time. And then Evereve. Evereve is like my go-to number one place. If I'm looking for things that are a little bit higher end, really fun, but I know are going to stay in my wardrobe for a significant amount of time because the price point is higher. But I just love, they're very like classic with a fun dose of trendy. So Evereve is one of my like go-to places. And I also love the Banana Republic family for body types. They are doing such a great job of incorporating like different body shape models. So you can actually see how the clothes fit on different body types and sizes. Phenomenal. Like they do such a great job of being able to see what it looks like on small, medium, large. I just really love what they're doing. And I'm like, I hope that the rest of the retailers follow suit in quick.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree. I love that. A lot of your favorites are my favorites too. I love Lost. I feel like they're a good mix of like, I don't know, comfortable. I like their jeans a lot. Their jeans fit really well for me. And I like Anthro and Free People for statement pieces. I feel like that's for like,
it's fun. Like a sprinkle, like the statement sprinkle. Yep.
Exactly. I totally agree. And I love Athleta too, because that's just, and I'll admit too, I like Lululemon, but every time I look at their prices, I want to cry. So it's kind of like, that's a splurge for sure.
Yeah. It's a splurge.
Yeah. It's a splurge.
I like Lulu for certain things, especially if you're like, you're like a runner, they have great running shorts.
Yeah, they do.
Things like that. Yeah, I've kind of like gone to the Athleta side of things almost for everything if I'm getting like workout gear or athleisure gear.
I love it. Okay, so as we wrap up, one last question. What is the last thing that you Googled?
Oh, God. I can tell you right now. Something sold out at the Nordstrom anniversary sale. Which is funny. I just said I only shop there for shoes. There's one thing that I want to put in my fall capsule that sold out and I cannot find. So I Googled a V-neck poncho sweater because I want that in my fall capsule. And I cannot find something similar, which is very unusual for me. I can almost always find a dupe and I'm having a really hard time. So that's the last thing I Googled because come hell or high water, I'm going to find one to put in a capsule.
Okay, well, tell us about the fall capsule. Actually, that's why I lied. That's my last question. That's going to be coming out
soon, right? The fall capsule will be coming on September 15th. It is going to be really fun. I already have the palette picked out. So it's going to be some like a little bit more earthy than it was last year with some fun, like just like warm blues and cognac and green. It's going to be really, really fun. So it's coming September 15th. I've got some of the shoes picked out. I've got some of the pants picked out. So it's just going to be, I'm like so excited. I cannot wait. So it's in the baby stage right now, but all the ideas are starting to sort of come together and it's going to be just, you know, I love the seasons changing and I love being able to take pieces that I'm still like that are from summer that you can start layering and carry kind of throughout the year, but it's going to be a good one.
Awesome. Yay. I'm so excited. I will make sure that we have the links to everything. I know it won't be live till September 15th, but I'll make sure that my audience knows where to find you. Thank you so much for joining me today, Jenny. This was an awesome conversation.
My pleasure, Nina.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.